Hey everyone, welcome back to The Realm. We are here for Weird Weekly News. I'm Gina.
I'm Rich.
I'm Jen.
I'm Rob.
And we have our second Weird Weekly News episode for the season. So the first time, Jenny, Rob, and Rich got chosen. And Brian and I didn't, but Brian's unable to join us at the moment. So Rob and Rich volunteered to be tribute to go back on the chopping block for possibly giving the story. I'm going to do the wheel of names just for shits and giggles to see who's going to go first. Almost
sure
always.
We are.
I agreed to go ahead and go first just because, he had to go first last time. But just like I said, for shits and giggles, let's just see what happens on the wheel of names as to who would have gotten picked to go first. Oh, I would have been picked anyway. Okay.
Oh, are you sure about that? You weren't sharing your screen.
I didn't see it.
Oh, I didn't share it. Hold on, let me share it.
It didn't happen.
But it was nice to see your expression and your excitement.
I thought, hold on one second. I could have swore that I shared my screen. Give me one second, please. Could have swore. All right, hang on a second. I didn't share my screen, did I? But I'm going to share it, and you're going to see. Look, see? I can't lie about that.
What? There it is. Okay, there no, is. We believe you.
It really was. That's really did happen. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop sharing. Can't believe I didn't remember to share my screen. Okay. You guys, I'm going to call this one. Oh, wait. Have you ever seen, first of all, do you know the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? Or you've heard of it? It's like,
okay. Yes.
We're going to call this one Wendy with a Chance of Blow. And
wait a minute.
Wendy with a Chance of Blow. We never claim to be a family-friendly show, but it is definitely not what you think it is. I'm just gonna put that out there. It's not what you think it is. Rich is like, Okay. Okay. Here's the story. So it all starts with a Florida woman.
Of course it does. It's always Florida. It's always Florida.
Instead of reading the news story, I'm just going to give my synopsis of it. And then I'm going to post the link to a couple different stories that have the actual news story. One of it was from CBS News and the other version I got from the BBC, but they were almost identical, you know, from the same source.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens. Let me at least get the date, though. So April of 2018, so this is several years ago, mm-hmm. April 2018, a woman riding around with her friends, having a good time, the car's swerving around. So what happens? They get pulled over. So this is in Fort Pierce, Florida. The car gets pulled over. When the car gets pulled over, officers approach the car and they say they smell marijuana. So they say, okay, we're going to search the car. We smell this. The car's swerving all over the road. We're going to do this. They search the car and they search the bag. There was so this woman was holding like this bag or her purse. It was actually her purse in her lap. And they went to search the bag. And inside of her bag, they found a bag of marijuana and a bag of cocaine. Now, when she's questioned about this, she owns up to the fact that the marijuana is hers. She's like, yep, okay, the pot's mine. But she said, as far as the cocaine goes, I don't know how I got there. It's a really windy day. Maybe it just blew in the car into my purse. Maybe the wind blew the cocaine into my purse. And that is actually on the police report. Hence, Wendy with a Chance of Blow. This woman blamed a windy day for having a nice big baggie of cocaine in her. And not only did the wind blow it in there, but she conveniently had a bag to catch it all. So I could not resist that short little quip of a Weird Weekly News. What do you guys think?
We do not endorse drug use, by the way. So,
yes, we're not endorsing it, but it's really rather funny.
But we do endorse stupidity.
Yes. Because that keeps us having material for our show.
did they have a fake Hawaiian license plate that said McLovin? Well,
they did not.
Okay.
They did not.
I was going to say, because, man, I'm telling you, they did not. Similar to that one I did when the guy had the motorcycle and, you know, then he dropped it on everybody and broke his leg.
That. Oh, that was in Florida, too.
It's always Florida.
It's always Florida.
Florida has got the craziest shit going on all the time.
It's either Florida or Ohio.
As soon as I saw Florida woman, I was like, sold. Like, I don't even need to read the rest of the story. I'm going to just read it. But it ended up actually being entertaining. Could you imagine saying that with a straight face? Like, I don't know how it got in there. It must have been the wind.
I hope the police had like a body cam and they were able to record that, because they had to show people afterwards. And you're going to believe this.
I know. It was 2018. Yeah. I guess they had body cams.
I'm sure they probably did. Yeah.
I would love to get a hold of the police report to see how it was actually written. You know, because, you know, like somebody wrote it in there very like theatrically.
So were they in a convertible? Is that why it was so easy for it to blow into her purse? I mean,
no, it did not say.
Yeah, it's more likely. It's more likely to have happened if it was a convertible.
Yeah,
I could buy that story.
Yeah.
And that, like, yeah, it changes it a little bit then. Then it becomes more.
Everybody has a empty plastic bag in their purse, right?
Yeah.
Or she's like rolling around with it up in the air like this. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, maybe sand blows in the car, but I don't know about blow. So anyway.
You've been better off saying she grabbed the wrong purse. It's not her purse.
I have a funny feeling no matter what was going to be said as they were done.
Right.
So at that point, I guess you go for broken.
I don't know what ended up happening as far as convictions go, but I know she was arrested with possession of both marijuana and cocaine. She was released. She was able to post bail and was released. I don't know the end of the story. If you're interested, I'll like I said, I'll put these news links for you listeners in the show notes and on our Facebook page. And yeah, you can do a little bit more digging if you want to see that. Huh. Welcome, Brian. Welcome.
Hey, folks.
Howdy, good sir.
Hey. I think that Rob and Rich then might get off the hook with a news story, because I know you had a news story last time, Brian, that you were like chomping at the bit to tell.
I had a couple of them, and I normally like to give choices. We could go with discovered unused ordnance, which is a callback to last week's, but honestly, I really want to do the other one because it's kind of near and dear to all of our hearts, I think. Where are our two favorite places for Weird Weekly News?
Florida, Ohio.
Florida or Germany? I like that. Florida or Germany. But I like that you threw Ohio in there. Daniel liked that.
Oh, it usually is. And usually if it happens in Florida and they're transplants, they're from Ohio.
Well, yeah, Florida is kind of, it's kind of the funnel gutter where everything flows that way.
Control. Yeah, it's like the trap under your sink.
Yeah. Not the whole state of Florida.
No.
There is a clear line from the south to Florida. We know that line. We know right about where that line is.
And well, you can go right ahead with that. You do what's in your heart. Do what's in your heart.
I kind of want to hear both of them. I kind of want to hear about the unused ordinances, because I bet you that's a good one.
And Brian, by the way, was not with us for the first story. So if his story is from the same location as mine, it's a pure coincidence.
Well, my story comes from a place that has a haunted lighthouse that was a great episode of Ghost Hunters.
Oh.
St. Augustine, Florida.
Nice.
There we go. Another Florida. We're not picking on Florida this episode, listeners. It just
not at all. No.
Pure coincidence.
No, we love Florida. I love Florida. I will be in Florida in about 2 weeks. Florida is beloved to us. However, you know, it's kind of like your sibling that's a pain in the ass and you're allowed to make fun of, but nobody else can. That's our Florida.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So this took place in St. Augustine, Florida, and this event was billed as, quote, the most insane athletic showdown on earth. It is the Florida Man Games.
I heard about that.
Yeah, the Florida Man Games.
Yep.
They are games that are Olympic-style games that they kind of set up, intentionally kind of poking fun at Florida's reputation for bizarre stories. See, it says it right in that article from the AP. So they know that they have bizarre stories.
Yeah, they do.
So the games kicked off with the Star Spangled Banner, played on an electric guitar. A lot of fun. So the person who organized the event said that he's lived in Florida his whole life, and he's always seen and heard about all of these stories, that he finally decided he had to kind of do something about that and incorporate them into an athletic exhibition. So there was one event that had contenders dueling in muddy water in an inflatable pool, pummeling each other with weapons made of pool noodles and duct tape. The duct tape, nice touch. Another, actually, this one is pretty funny. Another was a theft simulation relay in which competitors raced while toting a pair of bicycle, copper pipes, and catalytic converters.
Nice.
That's amazing. There was the tickets, $45 a ticket. Yeah. And they sold a lot of tickets. People showed up to watch this.
I would pay to see it.
Yeah, one person, Yusuf El Shalibi, said that he and his wife made a 180-mile trip to go see the Florida Man Games to, quote, to watch stupidity occur on the grandest, most spectacular scale, end quote.
Yeah. I mean, why else would you do it?
Yeah, the organizer said that we kind of give a person an opportunity to live in a day, to live a day in the life of a Florida man without ending up in a cop car. He said, actually, I kind of like this too, because it's so Florida. He said, there's typically a lot of drugs and nudity, but the city frowned on it when they asked for the drugs and nudity in this competition. They got that shot down. So yeah, they had a Florida Man competition with athletic events that simulate stealing copper pipes and catalytic converters. I thought that is one of the most Florida things I've ever heard. But ironically enough, the person who had enough forethought to put this event together and do this is like the least Florida thing. Somebody actually having the initiative and putting it all together and selling tickets, right, and a cool thing is very un-Florida. So it's kind of an oxymoron when you think about it, that, you know,
that maybe they were originally from Ohio.
They could have had a blow catching contest.
He missed that story. My story's title was Windy with the Chance of Blow. I'm gonna just let you listen to the episode. I'm not even gonna.
We have a Hunter Biden story. I didn't know that we were doing political stories on here.
We are a non-political show. Rob's still having a hard time with the title, but I'm gonna go with it. I might even name the episode Windy with the Chance of Blow. Windy
with the Chance of Blow. Hey, yeah. Didn't we read that in school? Isn't that a children's book?
Yeah.
No, that was that's Clifford.
Oh, okay.
The Big Red Dog.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we do have time if you want to do the ordinance one. We have time.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to hear the ordinance one.
Oh, okay.
If you can. Because I bet you that's interesting. I'd be curious to hear what ordinances are. Did you say there were unused ordinances?
Another story with unused ordinance that somebody found. And this one comes from Seattle, Washington. I think yours came from Washington last week, didn't it, Rich?
Yes. Yes, you are correct.
So somebody needs to quit burying shit up there because somebody's going to get hurt.
Right. We have missile heads and.
Yeah, right.
You know, buried missiles, grenades buried in a wall behind a shower, you know, stuff like that. So somebody was doing construction on their bathroom and they were ripping out their bathtub to put in a new one. And when they were taking it apart, they found a grenade between the studs in the shower. So when they pulled their shower out of the wall, in between the studs in the wall was a grenade.
Oh my God.
Yes, an unused grenade with the pin still in it.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, I rushed out of there and took a breath and actually went back in and recorded the situation. I always like that. I like that people get in a situation like that and go, shit, I gotta get back and record this. This is too good to miss. The fear seems to go away once the phone comes out.
True.
He said he took out his phone to zoom in and take a closer look. And he was like, oh, it's an actual freaking grenade. He said, I got a bit frightened and I put the tub down and ran out of the room. And he said he gave it about 5 minutes just in case. He did call the authorities. The bomb squad was called to the scene and they determined it was not a live grenade.
Oh. Uh-oh, I think we have... I think
we're losing them. I think we're losing them.
Uh-oh.
But yeah. Yeah. You're losing me?
Yeah, we lost you for a second. Here.
Oh, you're sorry, back. Everybody.
It says it wasn't a live grenade. That's what we heard. Oh, wait. It's happening again.
Yeah, that would have been funny if I had a grenade go off while that happened. Oh, no.
Well, that would have been funny. No, we don't live weaponry on our show.
Am I still here?
You're still here.
You're still, you haven't disappeared at all.
Yeah. Okay. Am I back? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they said that it wasn't a live grenade, so everything turned out okay, and, you know, they said that that kind of stuff happens. People are jokesters when they're doing different renovations or building. You know, you never know what you're going to find, just usually you don't expect to find a grenade.
True.
Or a missile buried in your backyard.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Unless I never thought
Florida,
about that.
Which, ironically, neither one of them is in Florida.
Yeah, they're there. We just don't know about them.
Yeah, I mean, we...
I never thought about, like...
We know somebody who, many, many moons ago, our guest investigator at his current wife's old house near ours... Remember, Rich, you know this story.
I do.
He said that they had he said that they had a party there a long time ago at Brenda's house.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody knocked a hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and they had to fix it, mm-hmm. and they were like, shit, what do we do? So he said they were writing notes and throwing them in the hole, and then they took a piece of cardboard with a string and tied it to the doorknob on the other side and plastered over it, and then took coffee grounds to put in the paint so it matched the texture.
Oh my gosh.
But one day, somebody, he also said he'd like to go to that house and act like a psychic and say, I'm getting a message. There's something hidden in this house. There's messages from the past. And he would just go right to that spot and bang a hole in the wall and reach in and grab them.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy we need on our team.
Yeah. He'd get his own TV show off of that shit.
Oh, yeah. He could.
Not anymore. We ratted him out.
People get TV shows doesn't for take less. Much.
So. Well, yeah, we've seen it.
Well, yeah, this was a nice, short and sweet Weird Weekly News this week. So they were... Great stories, fun stories. For those of you that are just catching up with us, we've revised our schedule a bit. If you haven't listened to the first couple episodes, we are going to do a full-length episode every other Monday, and then every other Wednesday you'll get a dose of Weird Weekly News. So once a week you'll have something from us, but it'll just be one or the other. Because we are making room for our paranormal team that we've put together along with this podcast for us to be able to do investigations and go over evidence and be able to present that to you all. And I'm not going to stop talking about it. In the meantime, we're going to be we're preparing for our trip to Ireland next year. We are going as a team to investigate a haunted castle, among other locations.
Toy.
We might get into.
We got to visit my chalet that I own over there. Yeah. Now.
Oh yes, yeah, tell everybody your news. That's a good Weird Weekly news.
Rob is the one who started it. You know, he came across. You know, hey, I bought some land in Scotland. Now I'm a lord. You know, so
Reverend,
I start
Reverend Lord.
You're a Lord. Yeah, he's got
Reverend
that up
Lord.
On
Thank
he's
you.
He's actually a Reverend Lord. So when we're there, he can actually bless our property as well. I can't.
I can.
I can't. But I took the leap and I bought some Scotland property, so they'll be planting a tree on it. So when we visit next year and we take the ferry over to Scotland, which I'm really hoping we do.
I don't think we can do it
at this point. We can go sit on, I can sit on my little plot of land. Rob can go by his. Hopefully we're neighbors. We can wave at each other. You know, I want to get a little flag with like a family crest or something, poke it in the land, poke it in the dirt.
Scary fence.
Yeah, you know, so take some pictures on it, you know. Hey.
Right.
You know, like those little fairy villages that you can build, that people build out in their gardens? Just buy one of those like fairy fences and put it around your little 4 foot.
Get off my lawn.
If I could get a ring camera to work that far away, I'd put a ring camera on it. But
security.
Oh, God.
So that'll be fun. That's something kind of cool. So anybody that's looking to do something like that, go on the internet. It's out there for, it's available. It's pretty cheap, really. I mean, I thought for what you're doing. So, I mean, it wasn't bad. And I mean, if anything, you know, you get your little certification and your little booklet and all this stuff you can put up on the wall, and you can actually legally put that on your driver's license. Ooh. You're legally.
Wait, can you become, are you like a Scottish citizen now? Can you become a citizen?
No, I don't think it's as far as that. No.
No.
Oh, dang.
Think you have to live there and own property or something. Have an address is what I meant.
Well, Lord and Lady Finkel, it's a
right. Lord and Lady Morley.
Is it Morley?
For all of you Private Eyes fans out there, if you know, you know.
The Morleys. Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us for this episode of Weird Weekly News. We hope you had just as much fun with these articles as we did. Mm-hmm. Might be paranormal, might just be plain old weird, but we're going to give you the weirdest news possible every time. So with that, stay weird, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Ciao.
Peace out.
See you.